When Kitzur Shchanuch Mekor Chaim, the first chapter, Alachachet, Mishaya Er Kol HaLaila, someone was up all night. Oh, we did this already. Yitol Yadav, Bebokav Lo Yivarech Afim Asat Tzachav Lifnechem. He should wash his hands and not make a blessing, even if he went to the bathroom, he washes his hands without a blessing. Alachachet. Yachol Yitol Yadav Be'am Batya, we did that too. You can wash your hands in the shower room, provided that there's no bathroom there. And you make the blessing outside. A person has to be careful when he's davening or when he's eating a meal. He shouldn't touch the places in his body that are ordinarily covered. And we assume that places that are covered are sweaty. And when one touches the places that are covered, so he's touching a part of the body which is a little bit dirty. And then he should really wash his hands afterwards. The person scratches his back. So the back has a little bit of sweat on it usually. So that's afterwards he should wash his hands. So we shouldn't touch those parts of the body when we're davening or when we're eating a meal. And I guess we could add also when we're learning Torah. Lo ilbash chalukom yushav. A person shouldn't wear his robe when he's sitting, because in their times they used to go to sleep naked. So if you're going to sit up in bed, so your naked body is naked. But rather, he should put on his robe or his garment when he's still lying down, so that as he stands up, he gets covered. But if he's going to stand up naked, that's not nice. Person shouldn't say, well, I'm alone in the bedroom. Who's going to see me? What's the problem if I walk around naked? Because God is everywhere. This halacha is really coming to teach us al midat atzniut, about the trait of being a modest person. In whatever we do, we're supposed to be modest people. It's not obligatory. If a person in his own bedroom wants to walk around naked, he could. It's not a prohibition. Yeah, it's a level of modesty.
What's that connection with that God, Melech? But our Creator, He creates our body is beautiful. And it's like a child before parents, small child before parents, he make naked.
Yeah, but Hashem says that there are parts of the body that are called erva. There are parts of the body that Hashem says, I don't want to see that. I gave it to you. It's part of your body. Keep it covered. Be a modest person. Hashem does that. You're
Adam,
right.
Adam,
Hashem sees everything. You're right.
Covered.
Before the sin, but after the sin, so that's a separate concept of why things changed after the sin, and we'll finish this chapter, yeah. B'zachim, on Sunday.